Let's check high school sports last night. First in high school volleyball play locally in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, it was Creston falling to ADM 3-2, the final. Also in the Western Iowa Conference, Audubon picked up a win over Arweva 2-0. Audubon down to ACGC 2-0. Griswold down Fremont Mills 2-1. It was Griswold over East Mills 2-1. And Griswold beating Essex 2-1. Underwood took matches from East Mills, Fremont Mills, and Boyer Valley all by 2-0 runs. Also in Rolling Valley Conference play, it was ACGC defeating Arweva 2-0. In the Corner Conference, Fremont Mills beat Boyer Valley 2-0. It was East Mills over Essex 2-0. Essex beating Boyer Valley 2-0. Diagonal a 3-game sweep over South Page. Pride of Iowa Conference saw Interstate 35 beat Lennox in 2 straight. Winterset swept a pair from Lennox. Winterset also beat I-35 2-0. Central Decatur beat Southwest Valley 3-1. Nottoway Valley over Martinsdale St. Mary's 3-2 in last night's girls volleyball play. Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz says every season is a new challenge, but if this year's version of the Hawkeyes can learn to prepare like last year's team, it could be another successful season. The Hawkeyes take a number 17 national ranking into Saturday's opener against Miami of Ohio after a banner 2015 campaign in which they finished 12-0 in the regular season.
You know, it's a journey. It's week to week. There's so many twists and turns that can take place during the course of a year. Yeah, and really it just gets down simply as just, you know, focusing on what's important. And I think our team for the most part's done a pretty good job of that. You know, you're never quite sure, but I think we've kind of kept our eyes on the road and, you know, try to take care of today.
Hawkeyes will be heavily favored against a Miami team that struggled to a 3-9 record in 2015. Ferentz says season openers can be an adventure.
We've looked really good on opening day some days and other times not so much, including 2009. With all due respect to our opponent, that was a good team that we played, but we were really fortunate to get the victory that day. So, you know, to me, my message to the team is more about us getting ready and feeling good about the way we're preparing, and then more importantly, coming off the field, feeling good about the effort we played with.
Quarterback C.J. Beathard returns for his senior season and is healthy following off-season surgery. Beathard showed the ability to make plays with his feet, even when he was banged up in 2015.
We're not going to discourage him from that. That's one part of the reason he's a good player. And not only can he run or will run, but he'll also, you know, break the pocket and throw the ball too, which is really tough to defend. So we're not going to try to control that. We're hopeful that he slides a little bit better and protects himself, just use a little better judgment.
Well, after losing 21 seniors from the Big Ten West Division champion team that reached the Rose Bowl, Iowa will naturally have more underclassmen on the field this season. One of them will be place kicker Keith Duncan, a walk-on freshman from North Carolina. Coach Kirk Ferentz confirmed Tuesday that he's won the job for now. While the Hawkeyes may continue evaluating into next month, Ferentz says Duncan has been the most consistent so far. Another true freshman on the verge of a significant role is tight end Noah Font, a 6'5", 220-pound native of Omaha, Nebraska, who's worked his way into the mix in light of senior departures and incumbent injuries. Ferentz says coaches are leaning against giving Font a red shirt. Ferentz typically will play veterans he trusts over youngsters who might have more potential, but he won't have a choice but to lean on a few untested kids at wide receiver this season. The 17th-ranked Hawkeyes will be led by one of the Big Ten's best in senior Matt Vandenberg, who caught 65 passes a year ago. After him, though, experience is pretty slim. 3 of the 6 players listed on the depth chart for Iowa's season opener against Miami of Ohio Saturday have never played a game for the Hawkeyes. A 4th, Jerminic Smith, had just 6 receptions as a freshman in 2015. A 5th, senior Riley McCarron, has just 93 yards receiving. The lone newcomer to earn a starting nod for the opener was Jay Scheel, a sophomore from Mount Auburn, Iowa. The Hawkeyes fans have been excited to see him for a few years. We'll have that game for you Saturday here on the radio. Iowa hosting Miami of Ohio. 12:30, we're on the air with the pregame. Kickoff set for just after 2:30 at historic Kinnick Stadium. A Baylor football player, Ishmael Zamora, has been suspended for the first 3 games of the season after a video surfaced of him beating his dog with a belt this summer. The sophomore receiver has issued a statement apologizing for his actions, saying he was sorry that he took out his frustrations on his dog. Waco police charged Zamora with a misdemeanor in the animal abuse case. Well, the Chiefs have placed Justin Houston on the physically unable to perform list, and they put fellow linebacker Josh Mauga on injured reserve as they trim down the NFL's roster limit. Houston is still recovering from surgery from February to repair a non-functioning ACL in his left knee. He will continue his rehab and be evaluated by Dr. James Andrews during the Chiefs' bye week in early October, with the hope that he'll play at some point this season. Mauga tore the labrum in his hip in early August. He'll have surgery September 8th. The Chiefs also waived Mitch Matthews, getting them to 76 players by today's deadline. By yesterday's deadline. The limit is normally 75, but Kansas City got a roster exemption for Eric Berry, who reported to camp just on Sunday. Elsewhere around the NFL, veteran quarterback Sean Hill and rookie Joel Stavi have just become very important members of the Minnesota Vikings. Starting quarterback Teddy Bridgewater is expected to miss at least the upcoming season while recovering from a dislocated left knee and a torn ACL suffered in a freak practice injury on Tuesday. The non-contact injury occurred when he tried to plant his left foot to throw a pass. The knee was placed in an air cast before he was taken to a nearby hospital. The 36-year-old Hill has started just 34 games during his NFL career, 8 since the start of the 2010 season. Stavi just completed a 4-year college career with Wisconsin, where he completed nearly 60% of his passes for over 7,600 yards, 48 touchdowns, and 37 interceptions. Stavi was signed as an undrafted free agent. Also in Vikings camp, longtime center John Sullivan was among those released by the team Tuesday. Sullivan ranks 4th all-time among Vikings centers with 93 regular season starts. San Francisco coach Chip Kelly says Colin Kaepernick will play in the team's final exhibition game Thursday in San Diego after missing the first 2 preseason games with a tired shoulder. This will be Kaepernick's first game since he spoke publicly over his anthem protest, saying he won't stand during the Star-Spangled Banner because of what he described as oppression of minorities in the United States. In baseball, Zach Duke stranded the bases loaded with a strikeout in the 10th inning after Randall Grichuk hit an RBI single in the top half of the inning. That lifted the St. Louis Cardinals over the Milwaukee Brewers 2-1 last night. Sang-Won Oh pitched out of a jam in the 9th inning to pick up the win. Duke got his first save with the Cardinals by striking out pinch hitter Manny Pena after Matt Bowman walked 3 batters. The Cardinals' Johnny Peralta led off the 10th with a single off of Corey Kniebel and moved to third on Yadier Molina's ground rule double. Jeremy Hazelbaker, who pinch ran for Peralta, scored the winning run on Grichuk's flare to right. St. Louis' Adam Wainwright and Milwaukee's Willie Peralta dueled for 7 innings. They left a 1-1 game for the bullpens. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Philadelphia 3-2, Atlanta over San Diego 7-3, the Mets over Miami 7-4, the Cubs beat Pittsburgh 3-0, Arizona down San Francisco 4-3. Jacoby Ellsbury drove in the go-ahead run with 2 outs in the 10th inning, and the New York Yankees hang tough after blowing a 4-run lead for a 5-4 win over the Kansas City Royals last night. Dellin Betances tossed 2 scoreless innings of relief for New York before Ben Heller loaded the bases with 1 out in the 10th. Chasen Shreve entered the game and calmly struck out Kendry Morales and got Salvador Perez to fly out, picking up his first career Major League save. Brian McCann and Chase Headley started the Yankees' go-ahead rally with singles off Joakim Soria, who recovered to strike out Aaron Judge and Tyler Austin. But after Soria walked Brett Gardner to load the bases, Ellsbury lined a single off of Soria's leg for his 4th hit of the game. Elsewhere in the AL, Baltimore beat Toronto 5-3, Cleveland over Minnesota 5-4, Detroit beat the White Sox 8-4, Tampa Bay over Boston 4-3, Texas beat Seattle 8-7, Houston over Oakland 3-1. In interleague play, the Angels beat Cincinnati by a 4-2 final. Also in baseball news, Dodgers ace Clayton Kershaw took a big step toward a return by throwing 2 solid innings during a simulated game at Dodger Stadium. The 3-time National League Cy Young Award winner has been sidelined with a minor disc herniation in his lower back since late June. The Dodgers want to see how he's feeling today before they decide on his next step. Kershaw was 11-2 and leading the majors with a 179 earned run average when he was placed on the DL. Coco Crisp is coming back to Cleveland. A person familiar with the deal says the Indians have reached agreement in principle to reacquire the veteran outfielder from the Oakland Athletics, pending approval by Major League Baseball. A trade would have to be official by today for the 36-year-old Crisp to be eligible for the postseason. He made his big league debut with the 2002 Indians and played for them through the 2005 season. He's hitting .234 with 11 homers and 47 RBIs in 102 games this season. And Tim Tebow displayed a powerful bat, quick legs, and otherwise shaky skills in a workout for dozens of Major League scouts at Southern California's Dado Field yesterday. The former University of Florida and NFL quarterback hit several long home runs and completed the 60-yard dash in about 6.7 seconds. However, the 29-year-old Tebow appeared hesitant in the outfield and was repeatedly fooled by off-speed pitches from former big leaguers David Aardsma and Chad Smith. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.